Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is The Fan. Camp coverage is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Let's talk training camp. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. An important practice today in New England, outside of Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, where John Keim of ESPN, who covers the Commanders and many of the team's beat, were on the scene. John, this has become significant, an important benchmark for clubs to go have these practices, and specifically now with three preseason games, a lot of veterans aren't going to play on Friday night, so it felt like this was where they were going to get their really good work. What did you take out of, and what did you think of today's workout?
And you're right. Like, this is where it's going for a lot of teams, where this, you know, they're not going to play a lot in the preseason. I'd be shocked if we see Jaden Daniels for more than two series the entire preseason. So this is the key. And so, listen, there are a couple things that jump out. One, obviously, without Terry McLaurin and even Noah Brown, you don't have a lot of guys that are winning on the outside, and that impacts over the middle. Zach Ertz looks really good. That's been the connection, but you're not seeing a lot of the downfield success without them. But we've seen that, right? We know that. Like, that's not a big surprise, because it's what's evident in camp, and it's what is logical when you are missing some really good receivers, especially Terry McLaurin. The offensive line, I'd say, kind of up and down. They had Andrew Wiley back up at left guard. You have Nick Allegretti back up at right guard. You have a rookie right tackle. GP, I kind of think, like, I've always felt like that group would be hit its stride more in November, you know, late October, November into December, when Cosme's back and healthy, when you get Connolly, you know, up to where he needs to be, et cetera. Tunsil looks really good. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And then I say defensively, you don't overreact to anything. And I would stress with that, like, this is one step in a process. There have been a lot of times over the years I've learned a lot more than I think I did today. You know, the D-line I thought was all right. I think there were some times, like, I maybe thought they might do a little bit more. But I still think, like, there are times where you see Von Miller doing things. You see Dorrance Armstrong doing things. Still, like, love rookie corner Trey Amos. I think Lattimore is, like, looks better, but still not where I think he feel like he needs to be. And I think, you know, that's true too. So, yeah, I think that kind of about sums it up, GP.
Did any of the rookie offensive guys stand out? Connerly, Kroski Merritt, Jalen Lane?
Yeah, I would say this. So, like, with Lane, and this is a hard thing, so people understand that you're looking at two fields where things are going simultaneously. It's not like they stop and watch the other, one side watch the other. So you have the 1-0 going at the same time that the 1-D is going on the other side. it makes it very difficult to get a sometimes a great sense. So you have to kind of go like, this is what I saw of this guy on a few of the plays. So like for Jalen Lane, I wasn't able to see a whole lot, but I didn't watch him every play. And there have been times in the camp I feel like he's pretty good. I think as a punt returner, that's where he's going to really make his mark early. Kroski Merritt, a couple times, he's bounced. He's got some nice jump cuts. Had one nice run around the end, had a fumbled exchange with Jaden Daniels on a zone read play. Don't know whose fault it was, just a fumbled exchange. And then, but a couple times bottled up, but I don't know, was that him? Is it the offensive line? That's the hard part without seeing like practice footage. So that's what you're seeing live. And then you want to, you know how it is, Grant, like you're at home, you're going to rewind that play 4, 5, 10 times to see what happened. Here you get one live shot. And so sometimes like, is that a, you know, did he make the right read? That stuff you don't know. But there are a couple of times where you see what I'm looking for too, a trace, and that you see with him some of the jump cuts and the decisive cuts, right? And then with Connolly, he actually said that he felt like he was thinking less out there today. And maybe that was because he was going, you know, in practice, he's going against seemingly a different pass rusher every other play. I actually felt like overall, I thought he was solid. There were definitely a couple times Harold Landry got him to the inside in a one-on-one and then on the full team. But overall, I thought like, you know, in camp, I feel like he's been, you've seen it, it's been a little bit up and down as he adjusts to the right side, adjusts to the NFL, et cetera. But, you know, I felt like he was maybe better than what he had shown. But again, he did get beat a couple times inside. And I think there's still going to be some things he has to adapt to. So those are the rookie guys on offense. That's kind of how I saw it.
ESPN's John Keim on Grant and Danny. Danny's out today. Toby's in. You're listening to The Fan. Cakes, the cool thing about those kids, too, and correct me if you think I'm wrong on this, but I'd imagine we're going to see a lot of them Friday night, right? Whether it's Lane or Merritt or Connerly, maybe less so, although I would still think he'd get a good bit of playing time. But to me, like, that is the fun of the preseason now is figuring those guys out. We're about to get a real nice long look.
Absolutely. You still got me there, Grant?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, we got you.
Okay, sorry about that. It's a little dead spot. Ben Standing and I are driving to the airport, and Ben, by the way, says to subscribe to his Substack. So, anyway, I'm saying, I agree. Like, there are a lot of guys that I'm curious to see that are fighting for backup spots. And, you know, how does Chris Paul fare? Like, Chris Paul looks very, very strong, heavy hands. But how does he move? Like, can he get out in space and block? He shed some weight in the offseason, it looks like. So how does he look on the move? Because to me, that's a separator in this group. Like, if you can play on the move, they're going to like you because they do a lot of pulling and a lot of screen action. So, like, that's another guy to watch. And then guys like, you know, again, Jalen Lane, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, you know, undrafted guys, Carlin Vigors, Ja'Cory Brooks, guys like that who are, you know, who may or, you know, maybe are still not on the projected 53, but guys who, you know, certainly I know in Vigors' case has opened their eyes, right? And so, like, watching those guys, how they progress is something, too. And then I also, Grant, like, the second-year guys, the Johnny Newtons, the, you know, Ben Sinnott, you know, guys like that, like, you want to see a little bit more and see where they are. Luke McCaffrey, what are they showing? So, like, those guys need to show something to me in the preseason as well.
I did something last week where I was talking about areas where maybe they're better than we know or something nobody's talking about where it could be a strength. And I actually mentioned Matt Gay, the kicker. I think it could just be something they don't have to worry about. Is there an area where you go, you know, maybe this isn't something everyone's caught up to that's not out there every day yet, but there's a real good chance that this is not a problem or this is an area where they're a lot better?
I don't know that anything has jumped out where it's like, okay, this is – I would say I still think the defense is going to be pretty good. And, you know, I think the corner class is – the corner group is very deep. But I don't – like, the guy who maybe has jumped out a little bit where you surprised a little bit is Noah Igbinoghene to – just as a – you know, for a guy who's like a number five corner on this roster, that's pretty good. And so I think that's one. And then, again, I mentioned Vigors and, you know, Key and guys like Bobby Price are – could they? What do they do on special teams to see? But I would – I'd like to say receiver, but you haven't seen anybody really separate to where you say, okay, if this player goes down, watch this guy, right? I think there's like Jalen Lane, I think there's a lot of things that he can do well. In some practice, he looks pretty good, but you still see like, okay, details of route running, et cetera, like things like that, that, you know, that's why I still like the, I still think the receiver group, when Terry McLaurin is in, when Noah Brown is back and healthy, it's still a solid group because I think it's better than last year. So I'm not going to be as worried about them when those guys are there. And at some point, they will be on the field. So they're not trading Terry McLaurin. You know what I mean? So I think like that's not going to be an issue. I don't think. Now, of course, if something happens to McLaurin during the season, then it's an issue. But that's true with a lot of teams. So, but I think the corner group is one where it's even just a little bit stronger than I thought. And Amos looks really good.
Talking with John Kime from ESPN, Toby Altizer sitting in for Danny Day on Grant and Danny. The big question for me going into the season, John, is the defensive line in that front four. Yeah. Do you think that they're going to be able to stop the run better this year with some of the size they brought in? And also, if it gets to a certain pass situation, do you think that they can get home with four, or it's going to still have to be a little bit of a manufactured pass rush?
So, and that's one. I'm glad you brought up that area, too, because I still think, you know, today, and again, you know, the hard part today with the D-line sometimes is, you'd see a guy win, and would he have sacked, and could he have continued on that path? Like, they're not doing live tackling. So, but I say that because, like, you see things from Von Miller. Like, he looks like he still has something left. Now, the question is, can he do it late in games? Can he do it late in the season? That's when they're going to need him. But, yes, yeah, so as far as stopping the run, I believe they will be better there. I don't think you can be worse. and I think they've added enough there where it should be better. It's not just like, you know, the Javon Kinlaw, but Dietrich Wise. And I think having Farrell be healthy all year will help them. He was not healthy for a lot of last year. Deron Payne looks pretty good. So I think that group, I think they'll be fine. I also think that 1 through 9 or 10, they're just better. They're just deeper. It doesn't mean they have like a stud on that group. But just 1 through 10, there's not a huge drop-off. So, like, I think that will help against the run. And as others have pointed out, too, the coaches, sometimes it was the defensive back play that was messing up the run fits as well. So I think they feel better about that group overall as well. So I do think they'll be better against the run. As far as the pass rush, I think they're still going to see a lot of pressure, a lot of blitzes brought. And part of that, too, goes back to having Amos in there, Sam Ristill, and then Marshawn Lattimore, the ability to play man coverage will allow them to and play it better than last year. Like Joe Witt said the other day, he's a press man cover guy. That means you'll see that allows them to do some different pressures. Like you watch, I think Frankie Louvu is obviously better going forward. So I would be surprised if they just try to rush with four a lot. I do think you have the ability to put four guys out there who can win, but you may not have that double-digit sack guy outside of maybe Louvu. But with the D-line, you may have four guys you put out there who are like 6 to 8 sack a year guys, right? So, you know, not great, but capable. But I still think you're going to generate some pressure with Louvu quite a bit.
And to John's point, 4.8 yards a pop allowed last year and 138 per game, which was 30th of 32 teams. So it's not going to be worse than that, ideally.
I would put some money on that.
Yeah. We'll let you out on this one because I know you guys are getting to the airport, but this is just kind of nerdy, my own curiosity, especially with the Commanders building a stadium and obviously the facility is going to be in a different location. But I could see that you guys were outside the Gillette Stadium. Do they, like, get dressed in their game day locker room? Same, were the Commanders, like, in the visiting game day locker room, or is there a whole other facility?
No,
how does that work?
Well, the Patriots will get dressed here. The Commanders went back because they had buses there they had to get on and go. So I think they just went back to wherever they were staying. That's my understanding. So,
But I mean, but is there, a whole different facility? Or would these teams, like the Panthers, do this? Where they actually are at their stadium with their facility. I wonder if they're in their home locker room like today.
That I don't know. I don't know, Grant. All I know is that Robert Kraft shows up in a helicopter and you know, that's what I know the important stuff.
Right.
And it's you know, it's interesting to see a team that has an owner with a helicopter that actually won.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm familiar with the owner with a helicopter landing in the middle of practice. Yeah. And I saw you guys had a Bon Jovi sighting. I think it was Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Bon Jovi, a Jason Tatum sighting.
Jason Tatum, yeah.
They, star power,
stars
man.
Stars were out. Yeah.
And cakes, all in one.
Chris Baker was there. That's right. And Chris Baker was here, too. Drove up from Connecticut.
No kidding. Just to hang?
Yeah, just to hang. I think he just liked being back around football and the guys.
I get that.
His health is good, too, for people wondering.
That's good.
Very cool. All right, well, good info. Wanted to hear from someone who was out there because obviously there wasn't a ton of like video and everything triculating.
Right.
So appreciate you.
James is all the time. So Sean's pretty dependable.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I wish B was on the stream right now because the way your glasses were on was pretty damn funny.
Like, hey,
yeah.
Yeah, I just tried to throw them on just to see through them.
If you are – I don't know how big this Venn diagram is. I know a lot of people listen to the radio program. If you listen to the radio program and you're in the Foxborough area, come hang out. Me and B are holding it down on this little patio outside the Renaissance Hotel right next to Gillette Stadium. Come say what's up. I do have to point – this is a beautiful hotel, beautiful facility right next to the stadium. Mm-hmm. They call this hotel the Renaissance Boston Patriot Place.
Uh-huh.
This ain't Boston. We're a solid – this is like D.C. Prime in Ashburn. I love that restaurant, but that ain't D.C.
Yeah, but that's how they name it.
I get it. But, dude, when I was driving over here this morning and I put Renaissance in my phone to – I kind of knew the directions, but I was like, oh, man, the Boston one threw me for a loop. right now, really excited to welcome on to the program future Hall of Fame.
Fletch.
Mr. London Fletcher. What's up, London? How are you, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing, man?
We chilling. How you feeling, man? You made it to town yet?
I'm doing great. I'm getting in town later this afternoon. I will say this, man. I appreciate you guys' broadcast yesterday because I felt like I was in New England at the practice, man. JT working on his kind of quote-unquote play-by-play. Demon doing what he does. But, no, that was great, man. I'm glad you guys were able to share that with us.
I tweeted out the podcast link to that hour. That was fun. Like, getting to watch football, I mean, you two played it at an incredibly high level. But watching football in that capacity and being able to report on it is the absolute joy of my career. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Fletch, one of the things that B and I were talking about, like, a lot of fans are trying to find a winner from yesterday's practice. Like, how silly is that?
You know
notion?
Who the winner was? The winner was Laramie Tunsil when he threw the guy off the sideline. That was the winner.
Did somebody find that video yet? Is there any video footage of that?
The team has it, but I don't think they're going to post that.
They haven't posted it yet, but you know, London, when the tackle blocked the guy under the bench. That's
embarrassing, man. And the thing I'll tell you this, as a defensive player, you're dreading going in that meeting room and seeing that be put up on the film and for all your teammates to see it. That's like, oh my goodness, that's adding insult to injury. But I will say, it's tough to say who won in a situation like that. I think from a coach's standpoint, they were pleased that they got some great work against another opponent.
Yeah.
Got to see some different looks, go against different schemes that you haven't seen, and you grow accustomed to going against the same scheme, same guys so often. They've been going at it against each other since OTAs and minicamp. So it's just great to get work against another opponent, to get the different situational work, whether it's red zone, two-minute drills, all the different scenarios that the teams want to accomplish, the special teams aspect. All those different things are great tools, and they benefit both teams. So there's no real loser in this situation.
Yeah. What are you going to be focusing on tomorrow in the game? I mean, you know, everybody look at different positions. I'm looking at the big guys. I want to see what they can do. And I know that most of the starters won't be playing, but I want to see who's going to be the backups because, hell, they're going to eventually have to play sometime during the year.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I think there's a lot more depth along the offensive line. We got a couple guys who were starters from a season ago. Now they'll be in backup situations, quote-unquote, so to speak, once Sam Cosmi gets back from injury. But just wanting to see, I want to see the young guys, the new additions, obviously, you know, whether it's some of the young safeties or young cornerbacks. I'm sure we'll get an opportunity to see Trey Amos play a lot.
Yeah.
And in the preseason game with him being a rookie, McCade Madrano, want to see him, see how he performs under the light. You know, the tackling. I've heard a lot about Bill Merritt. Want to see him and how he executes in a real game situation. The guy is explosive, and you know, he receives a lot of praise and rave reviews thus far in training camp. So I want to see. I want to see really a lot of the young guys, see how they play, not just the rookies, but also, you know, a Ben Sennett, see what he looks like in his second year. Luke McCaffrey, what does he look like in his second year? So that's what I'll be mainly focusing on.
Fletch, it's interesting you mentioned Madrano there, because I wanted to ask you specifically about the linebacker spot. I mean, Bobby and Luvu are so established, right? I mean, those dudes are entrenched. There's no questions about their ability or their role. A young player we've all been excited about is Jordan McGee. He was really good last camp, and then he had the injury, and it kind of dogged him for the rest of his rookie season. There was a lot of excitement again for McGee, and then he didn't make the trip, right? Like, he missed a couple practices, didn't make this trip. And it kind of – I mean, this is a cutthroat-ass business. It's kind of opened the door for Madrano to get more reps. Madrano, he's a rookie, but he could cover, man. He's got real speed. What do you think about kind of that next tier of linebackers for Washington?
Well, you hate to see that Jordan is injured and not able to get those practices, the practice yesterday, and also be able to play this this preseason game, because as a young player, you want to get as many reps as possible. And you mentioned him dealing with the injury a season ago. But for Kay Madrano, this is an opportunity for him to showcase himself and put himself in a mix to be maybe that third linebacker, or what is they view him as a hybrid linebacker safety type of role. So you just you go out and you take advantage of the situation that you're given. Hopefully McGee is not a long term injury. It's something that he can get back on the field as quickly as possible. But
sure,
definitely want to see Madrano play.
I tell him all the time, I got my job because somebody else got hurt. And did I feel bad about it? No. Yeah. That was my opportunity.
Hey. You know? Yeah. Hey, you probably appreciate this. I started the very first game of my rookie season against the San Francisco 49ers. They had Jerry Rice, T.O., Steve Young, all that. They were humming. And it was because the middle linebacker got hurt.
Uh-huh.
And he never got his job back. So that I was a starter for the rest of my career, and I wasn't giving you reps. You barely got a rep in practice from me. let it know some game reps. But you know, injuries happen, and that's just a part of it. But again, I hope Jordan's able to get back quickly so he can showcase his talents, because he's a physical specimen, has a lot of great attributes that you want to see on the football field.
Thanks, Drew Bledsoe, what Tom Brady said.
Right.
When he got hurt, he ain't ever get this job back.
Hey, listen, that reminds me of a story since we're playing the Patriots. I was in Buffalo. No, I was in St. Louis. We played the Patriots in the regular season that year, maybe a couple games after Brady became the starter. And he's scrambling out of the pocket, and Brady, he didn't slide. I think a couple of us hit him. And when he gets up, I told him, man, you better get down or Bledsoe going to get that job back. but the Tom's competitive spirit, he gets back up and he's jawing right back at me. So I kind of appreciate that. I was like, okay, I like that. that was funny.
That's awesome. Talking with our friend London Fletcher, you can hear him call Commanders Patriots tomorrow night with Bram Weinstein. Going to be fun to get back to it. Just the football is back. Fletch, I haven't got to ask you this, or at least not on air. Brian got to comment on what it meant for him as a guy that's in that ring of fame. What did it mean for you to know Santana's going up in the ring this year as a fellow ring member?
Man, it was one of the, I couldn't think of, you know, there's a lot of great deserving guys, but in terms of the guys that I played with during my tenure in Washington, I couldn't think of another more deserving guy than Tana, just with with the way he went about his business, the way he played, not just in, you know, the big games that we know about, the Cowboy Killer. I also call him the Giant Slayer, because if people take a chance to look at some of his stats against the Giants, whether it was with when he's with the Jets or with us, he slayed some Giants too. But just the way Tanner carries himself and the humility in which he goes about his business. And I've been around a lot of number one receivers, and you know they're pissed because they're not getting enough balls, or the quarterback, and all the situations that he dealt with that are out of his control. But the way he came out in practice, didn't miss practices, and kind of be out there, he might have, you know, all kind of wraps on his legs and things like that because he may have been dealing with some little injuries, hamstrings or whatever, but he didn't miss practice. He was a great teammate. He's a great ambassador for the team and also for the city. He's entrenched in the community, all the different things that he does with his foundation, 89 Ways. I mean, I've been wondering what was taking so long, and I know, you know, this new regime, new ownership, they've been getting some things done that should have been done a long time ago. But man, it was a thrill, and I was so happy for Tanner. I couldn't wait until he found out because I knew maybe about a week prior to him actually finding out. I was thrilled for him.
Yeah, dude, Fletch, you're not wrong either. So I just pulled up Tanner's career splits. And the team he had the most yards against was the Dallas Cowboys, almost 1,300 yards against the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. But against mm-hmm. the Giants, almost 1,100 yards, damn, dude. And right.
And a lot of touchdowns.
1,100 yards and 11 touchdowns in his career right. against the Giants. Yeah, damn, yeah. Good call that's right good there, stuff. Man.
yeah.
And I also pulled up some Fletch numbers, which are just bananas, by the way. Yeah. I love looking at this stuff. Do you know what your career tackle count is?
I do, only because it's been such a, you know, I'm always getting these different posts that are put out, but
sure,
it's 2039, unofficial.
Yeah, man. How about
unofficial, huh?
Do you know your career?
It's more, officially, there are more.
Yeah, I bet. Do you know your career tackles for loss?
Is it 109?
Yeah, dude. Damn, you're good at this. All right, last one. Do you know your career sack total?
I do, because I'm pissed about this. 39.
Why are you 39, pissed? It's not 40?
Because it's not 40. I mean, it's just not the same.
Sound like that 4,999, right?
Rogue. I almost went rogue the last game we played against the Giants, the last game of my career. And I was like, man, I should just blitz and get me a sack.
So, that's funny.
But I just couldn't do it. But, you know, it's yes, I'm upset I didn't get that 40th sack.
Hey, Fletch, we know that you partnered with AAA and they partnered with the Commanders. Can you tell us a little bit about that partnership?
Yeah. So AAA, they've partnered with the Commanders to develop a great new product. It's called the AAA Commanders MVP Membership. And so now, in addition to that trusted value and that peace of mind you get from having a AAA membership, Commanders fans who join will now have access to a lot of great team perks. And, you know, just thinking about the peace of mind, I've had two recent situations with my kids, and they both had, like, flat tire. My son, about a month ago, he had caught a flat tire on the freeway, and you know how scary that can be. And
yeah.
I gave him the AAA number. He called him. They took great care of him. So, you know, it's if you don't have a AAA membership, you should, and you absolutely should join the AAA Commanders MVP membership because of all the great team perks that you'll get with that.
That's great, man. All right, last one, but I'm asking Bemis this one.
Hold on, bro. See, JP, I teed you up. You're supposed to ask me what are the great team perks?
See, I'm just,
right over his head, I'm man. Learning. Right over his head.
I'm learning. What are the great perks, London?
I'm glad you asked, JP. you're gonna get a digital Commanders branded AAA membership card. You get 15% off purchases on the official Commanders online team shop. You get entries into regular drawings for game tickets and other VIP fan experiences, which might even involve yours truly. People, if you want to become a VIP member, a AAA Commanders MVP member, you can go to AAA.com/Commanders
via that's AAA.com/commanders. If you're a current AAA member, you can upgrade to the MVP membership for free by visiting that AAA.com/commanders. And new members who join can join directly through that shop, through that site.
Well, Fletch, how about this? Do you know that the B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day is brought to you by the AAA Commanders MVP membership?
Yeah.
I love it.
I didn't know we were working Radio Row today. I wasn't like locked in for all my sponsorships. All right, last one.
We were working Fletcher Row.
Yeah, exactly. I'm asking B this. Career interceptions for Fletch.
Oh, wow.
I'm guessing you know it, London.
I don't know. I'm going to go about 12.
Of course I know that. B, come on. Let's take a guess,
think,
man.
The GOAT. The GOAT. The one and true GOAT. Whose sneakers are you going to wear today on the golf course?
Oh, 23 of them?
23, dude.
Damn. Yeah. Damn, Fletch. Yeah. I didn't know you had hands like that, dog.
23 career interceptions and 2 pick sixes.
Well, I knew he had one of them because he told me about one of them.
Hey, listen, I'm always teasing Fred Smoot about having more interceptions than him. And I was faster than him. So I was faster than you, Smoot, and I got more interceptions than you.
Oh, we might have to work that in.
Oh,
next
I can't wait till y'all get together. That's the first thing I'm going to talk to him about, Fletch. You know he'll talk the next 2 hours.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
London, thank you for the time.
Appreciate
you,
brother.
Maybe we'll see you this evening.
Oh, yeah. I look forward to seeing you guys.
Okay. The great London Fletcher. Thank you for the time,
brother.
Take
care, man.
Appreciate you. That was a fun one, man. I cannot – when we get on the road and we get the evening before the game and maybe you don't have to wake up that early, that's the good stuff, man. Thank you to London Fletcher for joining us right there. Got a pretty simple question. I want to get into the B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you.
Joining me right now is my friend John Orand from Puck News. John, for my money, is the best sports media and best sports business reporter and columnist and podcaster out there. His podcast is called The Varsity with John Orand. You can follow John on X on Twitter at Orand underscore Puck. So I had to reach out to you. This huge NFL Network ESPN deal, it seems like there's a lot to it, so I'll just let you, you know, start with describing it, because I think a lot of us don't really know why this happened and what the details are.
Well, this is going to be the strangest conversation that we've had, Kevin, because there are so many tentacles to this that I don't even know where to start. So, like, tell me about the deal. It's a kind of a crazy deal. A league is taking an equity interest. It's owning 10% of one of the networks that carries its games. It's a fascinating deal. I don't have in front of me exactly what that 10% stake is worth.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. That, of course, yeah.
It's in the billions of dollars. Of course, it's way up there, let me just go through actually the motivations for doing this. And the NFL for 4 years, I think, has had its media networks up on the block, trying to sell them. And the main reason for the NFL doing this is because of every time I come on, we talk about the cable business, and it's imploding, and it's continuing to implode. And you've seen NFL Network go from 70 million homes to, I think it's probably closer to 40 million homes right now. And the NFL, the shield, it never wants to be associated with a declining property. And a cable network, especially an independent cable network that's league owned, is a declining property. And so they've been looking to unload that. I think it's a good deal for ESPN, but let's be perfectly honest about this. It's been on the block for 4 years. Every other media company has kicked the tires on it and sort of passed on it, even though the NFL it's popular. It's the most popular entertainment genre on television by far, and on streaming for that matter. And everybody still ended up passing on it. What happened now is that ESPN, in like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, they're going to launch a direct-to-consumer app. And so they need content for that. So now, like, if you buy that app for $30 a month, you're going to be able to have access to NFL Network programming. You're going to have access to other NFL content. You're going to have access to NFL Plus, and through that, people are going to be able to subscribe to the NFL Red Zone channel on Sundays, all through the app. So the timing worked for ESPN because it's launching an app. The timing worked for the NFL because it just wanted to get out of the declining business. And so that's sort of how we got to where we are.
That's really interesting. I understand the cable part of it. I still think that the NFL Network and the Red Zone in particular, at least intuitively, would have great value. And you're saying that multiple media groups kicked the tires and passed. ESPN's got plenty of content. Why did they decide to do this?
They decided to do this.
I mean, the direct-to-consumer thing I understand, but they have plenty of content.
They have plenty of content, but you're going to be able to get that content anyway. They need more content in order to bring people over to that app. What Jimmy Pitaro, who is the head of ESPN, of course, what he has said is he wants the app to be the sports hub, so that if you want to watch a World Series, you should be able to come within the ESPN app and pay $10 to unlock like the Fox like widget within that app to watch the World Series. That's the dream of this app you know, 5-10 years down the line. It's a Fox certainly right now. There's no way that would allow ESPN to do that. And so this gets a lot more content into the app, and it also puts ESPN arm in arm with the NFL, which is you know, they're business partners now. They've always kind of been business partners, but now the NFL owns 10%. And let me also just kind of say, because when I said it, I meant one thing. When you said it, it sounded much more stringent than I meant. All the other networks passed. They just weren't willing to pay what the NFL wanted for this. I mean, I think everybody at the right price would have wanted to get it. But, the basic fact is that they've been trying to sell this for the past 4 years.
I mean, this was a straight 10% equity stake for the NFL network and the associated media assets, which includes Red Zone. And by the way, with the NFL network, that means more live NFL games for ESPN during the course of the season, correct?
Exactly, yeah. So ESPN got a couple of added games. NFL network is going to, I think, keep its allotment of games as well. I mean, ESPN got a lot of content out of this deal, which and they already do have a lot of content, but they got even more out of this deal that will really, and more than content, just the rights to do a lot more NFL programming through the app as well. So I just think it's a pretty good deal for ESPN right now, despite what I think is a pretty steep price tag in terms of like 10% of their own company.
Do you think that there is some sort of regulatory approval necessary for this deal to happen or not?
I've heard that there is, and I don't want to pretend that I understand the DC regulatory process at all. But if there is, there's a reason why you've seen Roger Goodell in the Oval Office at photo ops, and there's a reason why you've seen the NFL sort of partner with the White House on the 250th anniversary celebration. For your local listeners, the idea of a name change for the Commanders, it's something that people have to take seriously. I don't want to suggest that it's certainly going to happen. But, Trump said it in the Truth post, and it's something that people have to take seriously. I mean, if it has to get approvals, who knows what sort of pound of flesh the White House is going to be trying to demand out of this.
Well, you jumped ahead because I was going to ask about that, they have that lease for the RFK land, and that was the threat the first time. I'm wondering if this, it's not a merger necessarily, but it's an acquisition. And I'm wondering if he could hold that up. And I'm sure there are a lot of people listening that would say, go hold up the stadium and hold up this ESPN NFL network for the name back. I don't see that happening. I really don't. As much as I would love it to happen, you're from here. You're a fan of the team.
Kevin, I got asked this the other day, and I'm curious because you host the local show and you talk to more people than I do. I grew up in DC in the 70s and 80s. Among my friends, they have a nostalgia for the old name, of course, but they're not like manic about it. The idea of like sort of changing it back, like I think they wouldn't mind it, but they in terms of things they care about with the team, it's not even the top 20. For most hardcore fans that you talk to, where does the team name fall into things that like they just really
top want? Three easily
top three really
yeah,
wow
easily yeah. that stuns me that you say that, because you and I essentially grew up at the same time, and in some cases, as we both know, in the same circles, and I there's there is the part of the fan base that left and hasn't come back and probably won't come back. And they are our age or older, and it was getting run down by Snyder and the embarrassment of so many bad teams, and then the loss of the name was the death knell, and the introduction of the new name really felt very much like, you know, an expansion team had landed in town. So, for those people, I think there's just apathy at this point. I don't know that anything – I think they found other things to do. And look, you and I have talked about this. The TV ratings during the most successful year in 33 years didn't jump. Attendance didn't jump, or it did a little bit, but they were still in the bottom third, bottom quarter of the league in attendance. And so far, we have yet to, you know, find out that the season tickets are sold out for the upcoming season. So I think it's still a major issue with the majority of fans, both past and present. I just don't think it'll happen. I think that ship sailed. I think it's that the top 10 sponsors in this league, you know, the FedExes and the Amazons and the Anheuser-Busches of the world, that they were the issue all along. You know, shareholders, customers having an issue with this, even though most of us understand this has not been an issue with the Native Americans themselves. So, yeah, I think we're in different spots on that. But I don't think that Trump's going to hold up the stadium or hold up this deal for, you know, until Josh Harris brings Redskins back. Although I do think it would be a financial boon if he did it. I just don't think the league will go for it.
I could see, though, like, you know, maybe uniforms, or what's an olive branch that the NFL...
Well, the uniforms are coming back. We're going to see those be the full-time uniform, I think, starting in 26. We'll get the alt...
What about the helmet, even?
Look, the logo, should come back. The logo should come back. That was never even, you know, nothing controversial ever existed about that logo. The issue is whether or not it would match up with what the team name is. Would it be, a branding match for it? But I don't know that it will. I'm just saying I don't think that anybody should prevent it, including the top sponsors in the league. The name is different than the logo.
I am of the belief that a run through the playoffs, a multi year just winning run will get people excited about this team. What's so funny is I still pine for the Bullets as most people, but
yeah.
And they never actually had that run to where when was that name changed? It was named changed in the early 90s,
right.
And they never had the run to where it's like, you know, now I'm a Wizards guy.
Look, I think you're right, and I think, well, I don't know if you're right or wrong, but I'm open to the possibility that consistent winning, which, by the way, it looks like they may be on the verge of doing, which is why I think they were able to keep the name after this year. I do think that this was a major in-house point of contention, but 12-5 in two road playoff games made the path easy to just stick with Commanders. Because look, there is a whole new generation that just doesn't care as much as people like me and people older than me and some people younger than me. And we have less lifetime value than somebody who's 22 and hasn't been a big fan of the team, but now is, you know, adopting the team because they live in the market. So there's so much involved in this. This is not where I thought the conversation would go today, by the way. And I want to bring it back to the primary reason I called you. But I think there's so much that we don't know. I've always held out for the possibility that they understand how big it would be to bring the old name back. I don't think it'll ever fly. I think that ship sailed. I do think Washington Football Team, old uniforms would have been the way to go. But there's a whole new universe of potential fans that are a lot younger, that have a lot more lifetime, you know, value to the team and to the ownership group than, you know, guys 45 and older.
Yeah, and you don't undercount, and I know you don't, just the idea of moving on from Snyder. I mean, Snyder just
sure was, huge.
The name change was a couple of decades of Snyder in the making, and it was like, okay, now we're out. I can't do it anymore. And you can squander goodwill. We're seeing that with the Baltimore Orioles right now. You know, you
right.
can squander that pretty quickly. But it does seem like Josh Harris sort of they're just professionally run now, so it's a lot more fun to watch.
Look, I'll ask you, and we'll move on after this, but you are a sports media person. You know how much I love that stuff, and it's why I've had these conversations with you so many times over the years. But one of the things, and I know it's not the all end, you know, it's not the be all end all anymore because of so many ways to sort of consume the content. But aren't you surprised that the TV ratings didn't go up, that they were essentially the same as you told us, you know, towards the end of the year that they were in 2023 with a 4-13 team? Aren't you surprised that they didn't sell out every game once it became apparent Jaden was a star and the team was 6-2 or 7-2? Yeah. What's your response?
I actually was very surprised, and I reached out to Mike Mulvihill, who was a great research executive for Fox, who just dives into these numbers and knows so much about these numbers. And he wasn't surprised, which also surprised me. And he said that generally the year the breakout year, It's just people don't come through. It's not reflected in television ratings. It's sometimes not even reflected in terms of attendance. And attendance with this team, you also have to just throw FedEx Field in with
right.
that as well. It's a tough place to go. The thing to look at is this year, and if people are coming back, you're gonna see it this year because people are getting excited over the team. They're gonna be more inclined to watch a team. It's not gonna be like it's not gonna have the feel of a fluke, perhaps. And he said he sees it in market after market after market. Like the first year, people are already surprised. Like, why didn't these ratings go up? And then it's the year following that you see.
Interesting.
There are probably a million reasons why that happens. I don't really understand that well.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just a change in fortune. It was a leap into something that, you know, when you have an 8-game turnaround, and by the way, it's led by a young superstar rookie of the year quarterback, I would think that it would translate much sooner, but that's interesting. You know, here's a question that is not necessarily associated with this, but, you know, you were talking about by the way, I'll be calling you every week to find out what the local TV numbers are for every game next year, starting in four and a half weeks.
Consider that done.
So I'm still on AM radio for 3 hours every day, but it's not, you know, AM radio anymore, right? People stream, people podcast the show, and then I've got this podcast as well. I'm wondering if you have looked into what's the future of radio play-by-play of sports when everybody right now can pretty much watch a game on their phone, and now you're talking about the, you know, being able to red zone on your phone through an app. I think you can do that anyway. What is the future of radio play-by-play?
I think there's still a future in it. Like AM radio, it's not going to be as big a business as it once was, but you still have plenty of places like Sirius XM, you know, that will invest in audio. And you're the home of the Redskins.
We're not anymore. Wow. We're not anymore. We used to be. We were for many years. Not anymore. iHeart is.
Wait, who's
iHeart.
iHeart is. Yeah. If there's money there, then the team is gonna have radio, and I would expect that. I don't expect that you'll see a Frank, Sonny, and Sam situation come out of this where, you know, people like you and I just remember those guys. Touchdown, Washington Redskins.
Right.
That'll be hard. No, that's not coming back. But I still see that as being, you know, something that brings in millions of dollars to the team. So it's something that, in terms of rights. So
interesting.
I don't see that going really anywhere.
Yeah, I think from a broadcaster standpoint, especially as some of these older guys retire or even, you know, unfortunately die off, I think the next wave are the 25-year-olds that'll do it for next to nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you recall when we were kids, people would turn down the sound on TV and they would turn up the radio. And you can't, I mean, you haven't been able to do that for decades because, like, it didn't match.
Right.
You know, the radio call would be a second or two early or late from TV.
Right.
But, you know, back in the 70s, 80s, you know, before that, like I said in the beginning about the cable industry, I mean, that's been the whole radio industry, but it's still out there. And it's still making money, and people still value those rights.
Red Zone. How will that work? Do you have any idea? Will Scott Hansen still be the guy doing Red Zone? Will we watch it on the Red Zone channel, or will we watch it on an ESPN property?
It's still going to be on the Red Zone channel. It's still going to be Scott Hansen. There is almost 0% chance that you're going to see, you know, Stephen A. Smith or Pat McAfee making like an appearance to talk about like a touchdown or something like that. I've seen, especially on social media over the past couple of days, people are sort of freaking out over that idea. And all I can tell you is that the people that run ESPN programming, you have Jimmy Pitaro and Burke Magnus, and they're smart executives, and they have a history that you can actually point back on with the Pat McAfee show. Like, Pat McAfee has gone toe-to-toe with ESPN executives. Like, he's called out ESPN executives on air, and ESPN just sort of, like, lets him do his thing. You know, he didn't get suspended. He didn't,
right.
You know, like, nothing even
right.
happened to him. And so the idea that they're going to take something that is undoubtedly popular, people love NFL Red Zone, and then try to put their mark on it, as there's zero chance that we're going to see that happen. None. I know everybody's taking a look at the Inside the NBA that's coming over to ESPN next basketball season. And same thing. I mean, I can't see ESPN deciding, like, oh, well, we want to make sure that, you know, Stephen A. Smith is on that table. Like, they're not going to do that. They understand that it's a popular show, and they want to bring on popular shows and bring in the audience associated with it. So I expect that the NFL Red Zone will look and feel exactly like the NFL Red Zone of today, with or without Scott Hansen. I have no knowledge that Scott Hansen's going to go or not, but like, if he does go somewhere, they'll just replace him with another Scott Hansen.
I did see somebody tweet out that as part of this deal, the future of Monday Night Football will be standalone games only, no more doubleheaders like we've seen for the last several years, and we've got plenty of them this year. Why is that?
I think that they just realize that doesn't work. They like the idea of doubleheaders because in case one game was a dog, or, you know,
right,
then people would go to the other game. Or but then, you know, the staggered start time, they never quite, the first game started too early, the second game started too late, and they weren't able to get a good NFL-sized audience for that. And the NFL has figured out, too, you know, with these games, with their games that they've sold to streaming services, they figured out that if they can... and I totally apologize for giving you a corporate speak here. If they can eventize these games, if they can eventize these games,
eventize.
They can turn them into events.
Yep.
So, like, Netflix pays like a ton of money. Like, I think it's $150 million for Christmas Day games, like
right.
games on Christmas. Like, that they're able to do that. I know Amazon; they have Thursday Night Football. but they have made sure that they're going to have that Black Friday game, like Amazon and Black Friday. And so if they can take these games, like the game in Brazil, like that's a Friday night game, like that's sort of new and unique and different, and that attracts people because they have their own window for it. And so that's part of the NFL's reasoning here, is that they just want to take games and create their own windows to make it to make them more sellable, so to speak.
How about that Hall of Fame game? It drew nearly 7 million viewers. That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, these numbers, and I think you know I'm a big baseball fan.
Yeah.
Like, there was a great Sunday night baseball game down to the wire, and it got like one-third of the audience of an NFL preseason game did any starters even play?
No,
That's incredible.
Right.
Yeah. People are so excited to, like, just seeing the helmets go out of the laundry, like Jerry Seinfeld said.
Thanks for doing this, as always. Much appreciated. We'll do it again when the regular season gets underway. Thanks, John.
Always enjoy coming on, man. Thank you.
John Orand, everybody, really knows sports media, sports business. How about the Monday night, it's not really a doubleheader. I described it inaccurately. The two games, I mean, we have, I think, five Monday nights this year with two games. There's like one true doubleheader, like a 7 o'clock and a 10 o'clock, but most of them are 7:15, 8:30, that kind of a thing. I've actually enjoyed those two games on Monday nights, but this will be the last year of that, now that ESPN's taking over the NFL Network. All right, I promised something yesterday that I never got to, and that is something Joe Witt admitted the other day about last year, his first as a defensive coordinator. I'll play that for you when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, here's what's happening on Thursday, August 7th. A little bit of breaking news on the Washington Mystics front. The Mystics are trading away Aliyah Edwards to the Connecticut Sun in exchange for J.C. Sheldon and a 2026 first-round swap rights. So they have the right to swap first-round picks with the Connecticut Sun if they so choose. And after it was widely reported yesterday that smelling salts will be banned in the NFL, turns out we and I was wrong. The ban on smelling salts only extends to teams that will be providing them to players. Players are still able to bring their own smelling salts, and justice has been restored to the game. Boston Red Sox, they have reached a deal to extend the number one prospect in baseball. Rookie outfielder Roman Anthony has signed an 8-year extension with the club worth $130 million and could max out somewhere near $230 million. Plus, in baseball, the Nats, they beat the A's yesterday by a score of 2-1. C.J. Abrams walked it off in the bottom of the ninth to give the Nats the 2-1 victory. They snap a six-game losing streak, including a historically bad series versus the Milwaukee Brewers. Nats are in an early spot today as they wrap up their series against the A's. 12:05 first pitch, just minutes away. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave right now on The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10-1, and Craig Hoffman from 4-7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurices to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll get back to the calls coming up in just a little bit. But first, earlier today after practice, in advance of the Commanders heading up to Foxborough to take on the Patriots, his former team, I had a chance to catch up with veteran corner Jonathan Jones. Head up to Foxborough and a little return. We'll get to that in a second. How do you think camp's gone so far? I mean, obviously you were in one place for a long time. Different staff here, different way of doing things. How would you say?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting after it. We're competing. Yeah. Guys are flying around at practice. Meetings are great. You know, I'm enjoying my time being here. It's a great environment to be here. We're competing. Got good players. And I'm excited to be here.
For you, you bring not only your talent, but also experience and winning pedigree. Is that easier to fit into a place where there was already some of that built in based on what happened here last year and some of the leaders that are still here, like Zach and Bobby and so on? Or is it easier to kind of put your imprint of experience and leadership on a team that maybe is a little bit of a rudderless ship?
Yeah, no, it was a good thing going. You know, yeah. They had a good thing going last year, and I just try to add what value that I can, you know, from my previous experience, and just try to help in any way possible. But it was a good thing going. You got great leadership on this team, and I just try to add my input.
What do you think about this revamp secondary? I mean, Amos had another interception today. You guys have all been balling, taking turns. I mean, Sandra still is great. I know we wasn't out there today, but like this group, I think, is it went from a question mark last year to a strength of this team. Would you agree based on what you feel and sense so far?
Yeah. I think, you know, coming in, even in OTAs, we spoke as a group, brought some guys in, some guys up here last year who played some good ball, and just wanted to be an emphasis on the team, you know, be the reason, you know, that we win some games this year on the back end. And so, like I said, we got a good group of guys that are coming in, competing every day, and I'm excited to go to work with them.
You went through a tough year last year. I mean, I guess it's been a couple of tough years, but then the coaching regime change and everything that happened up there. Like, what is it like to come here where guys wanted to be here and stay here that maybe had opportunities to leave? Does that make a big difference when you're a player? Just even one with, again, the leadership and the experience that you have, does that make a difference that you know these guys bought in and wanted to be here?
Yeah, completely. I think we have an organization that's doing things the right way. And you have a player, you know, good quarterback, you know, teams and veteran players want to come play. You're going to see what the season that you guys had last year. So it's easy for guys to want to come be a part of that. And the leaders that are already here, guys want to come back, keep playing here. Coach Quinn, hell of a coach. And so guys want to play for a coach like that in an organization like this.
Your role, obviously, you play inside, outside, and as we talked about constantly, the veteran leadership. Where do you feel most comfortable, I guess, already here?
Yeah, just playing ball. Yeah. Both. I've done them both, you know, in my career, inside, outside, high level. So I just enjoy playing both, you know, wherever the team needs me. Just got a lot to prove, you know, a lot to prove to people that I can still ball, still play. And so I enjoy that.
One last thing. Obviously, spent your career in New England, and here you go. Joint practice on Wednesday. You know, whether you guys will play on Friday night remains to be seen, but back at Gillette's, like, is that going to be a little emotional for you? How would you describe, like, what are you thinking about it?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, I haven't been in a visitor locker room except for pitcher day, so it'll be fun. But I'm excited. You know, there's some guys that are still there to have good relationships with, but we're going to go and compete. Go and compete and go out there and have some fun.
You just try and block it out, I assume?
For sure.
I mean friends after practice and whatever, but.
Yeah, we're playing football.
Yeah.
You know, I got a W on my helmet. I'm excited for that. And so just go out there, play some football, and compete.
You like clam chowder at all or no?
Never was a clam chowder guy, but but yeah, they got some good food there.
They do have some good.
Might sneak to the north end and get some food.
Lobster rolls?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, there you go. There you go. All right, now we can be friends. For sure. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate you.
All right, Jonathan Jones, eat lobster rolls, baby. Lobster! That's one thing that I just regret about not being able to make these trips anymore is all the great food. Like, you go up to New England, and I would just eat clam chowder and lobster all the time. All the time. There's no need to eat anything else. Every day. All the time. That would be nasty. But anyway, good guy, Jonathan Jones. Two-time Super Bowl champion. Can play inside, outside. Still has speed. I think he's had a pretty good camp. I think the secondary is going to be much, much improved. Trey almost had an interception at the end of towards the end of practice today. Right, the rook had another pass breakup as well. If you have Jonathan Jones healthy, Mikey Sanders still healthy, if Marshawn Lattimore, obviously, and that's a big if, I get it. Noah Igbinoghene's had a good camp. I mean, they are way deeper, way better on paper and in front of my eyes. Granted, not playing against Malik Nabers week one. Granted, not playing against, you know, the group of receivers that Jordan Love is going to throw to week two on a short week, Thursday Night Football against Green Bay. You get my point is, like, I want to be careful before I go full in on the secondary, but they believe it's better. I spent all summer telling you it's better, way better. I think significantly better. But until we see it, you know, and what happens if, again, Lattimore gets hurt, which he's always hurt. What happens if that's the case? Here's the one reason why I think it'll be better, too, and much better now, and this has been the case all of camp, is we went through the offseason, and until we got to, what, July 20th or whatever it was, we didn't know Von Miller was going to be on this team. I watched Von Miller on two consecutive snaps come off the left edge of the defense today. One, he beat Josh Connerly pretty bad. And one, Connerly wrote him out. Miller got close, but I think I would say, just judging, that Connerly probably won that rep. But the first one, he annihilated him. And Von Miller then subs out. And he runs basically to the 50-yard line-ish area. And then he starts doing a sprint all the way down to the end zone and back. Now, I haven't seen that. Maybe I'm just not paying enough attention. But I wonder if he did that, and I don't know if he did that, as a sort of punishment for maybe doing something wrong that he didn't like that he did to not win that rep, the second one. I don't know. Maybe he just does that all the time and I haven't seen it. A lot going on at camp. But it was interesting to see. It's like sometimes guys, when they fumble the ball or they drop a ball, they drop and do 10 push-ups, 15 push-ups, whatever. It almost seemed like that. I could be wrong, but that's what it almost seemed like. But they will be better in the secondary because of Von Miller. See, that's one thing that people always kind of forget about, and it's why most defenses build themselves from defensive line out. Is if you can get that pass rush pressure, hurry. If you can get them to throw the ball, you know, in 2.25 seconds as opposed to 2.75 seconds, a half second difference, you stand a better chance of defending the pass. Even though it's coming out quicker, you stand a better chance because the quarterback doesn't have as much time to survey. You don't have as much time to break down in coverage. So on and so forth.
right? So, interesting, like, how they bolstered the secondary. They add Von Miller after months of criticism. And I got to be honest with you, when they signed Von Miller, I was like, okay, like, I get it. But not my choice. I still would have had rather had Za'Darius Smith. All right, I'm sure I'm going to look bad on that. And I'm sure Adam Peters is right. But the one kind of thing that it's not that I didn't think about it, but maybe I didn't put as much of an emphasis on is if you get a guy who still has the speed and athleticism of Von Miller and the work ethic and the football character of Von Miller, if you have that guy steaming off the left edge of the defense, right edge of the offense a lot, you're going to get some favorable matchups and you're going to get some in-your-face type of pass rushes if he can stay on the field. Remember, he was obviously suspended last year for a bunch of games. I think he had, what, 6 sacks in 11 games? You know, I mean, that's good. That's good. All right, let's get one more in here, and then we will take a timeout. Let's get to Greg in D.C. right here on the Team 980. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Greg?
I'm trying to, everything's good, except for my sugar. I'm trying to eat while I'm talking to you.
Bring
my sugar back up. But
oh, man.
Anyway, real quick, because I know you got some folks.
Yeah, be safe. First of all, be safe. That's number one,
yes,
right?
Sir.
And I'm glad you're taking care of yourself. Okay.
Terry McLaurin, I say give him 31, mm-hmm. 26 guaranteed, 5-year franchise. I know he's 30, going 31, but he plays like he's 25. 3 years out, if he loses a step, he still can be the person in the locker room, the old head coaching up, the new guys coming in, so you still got a bargain with that. So that's what I'm looking at. As far as the name change, real quick, if they did look at bringing back the Redskins, it's not as derogatory as Indian. In fact, you can Google it. The Choctaw Nation, they have a holiday called the National Indian Holiday. And that's the day before Thanksgiving. So if you look at the history and the homage to Native Americans, because nothing was given to Native Americans, and they asked if they could do it, number one. But going back in the history books, as far as African Americans and Native Americans didn't get anything, so it was really to pay homage to them, and it was asked through all the Native Americans, was it okay, and it was agreed upon.
Right.
Just got to realize you can't please 100% of the people 100% of the time on 100% of things.
Oh, that's for damn sure. Real quickly before you go, you said DK Mech, you said Terry, did you say $28 million guaranteed, was it?
No, 26.
26 million guaranteed.
Yes.
All right. So here's the problem with that. I mean, if you're Terry, right, and you're looking at again the DK Metcalf contract has been the most mentioned, right? He got a total guarantee of $80 million and a fully guaranteed sum of $60 million. So if you're Terry and you're using the DK Metcalf contract as your greatest leverage point, which clearly he is, and which is fair, by the way, except the difference in age, it's there's almost no way. And I'm not mad at you. I'm just trying to point out we don't know what he's asking for in terms of guarantees, but I would guess he's asking for at least close to DK Metcalf money, which would put him 75 to 80 million in terms of total guarantees. It would put him 55, 60, maybe 61 million in terms of fully guaranteed money. And maybe not as much the average annual value, because you know, again, if he might have to take an at lower average annual value to get the higher guarantees, which is ideally what you want, right, as a player. Right. So,
right.
You know, I don't think the 26 number is in any way.
Yeah, it's way down. It's way down. But I'm just trying to say, okay, how can we get the ink on the paper?
Yeah.
Right?
Terry has an idea.
If you add it up per year.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're still ending up with the same amount of money.
No, I hear you. But maybe they can figure that out. Maybe they can figure that out and make the dummy money, if you will, work. But more, Terry's going to be looking at, okay, whatever DK got, I got to be at least in the ballpark of. And don't forget, Garrett Wilson got $90 million. Now, he's way younger, but he got $90 million guaranteed. He's 5 years younger. So keep that in mind. Got to let you run.
Right.
I hope you take good care of yourself. Thanks for the call. It's a good call, and it's a good idea.
Sir.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you. We got to take a quick timeout. We'll come back with Lap on the other side. Then we will get into some other things because we got to get into some other things. Yes. Yes, indeed. Boys and girls on the Team 980, always streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.